WTIC. We'll talk more about Donald Trump coming up. Joining us now is former State Senator Joe Markley for his weekly visit. And something weird's going on with my mouse, but I think I've got you, Joe. Hi.
Hi. Pleasure to be with you.
Nice to have you here. So there's a lot going on. Did you hear our conversation about Trump at all?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was listening to it. I was just driving up to Manchester to the wake for this dear man, John Deeb, that was...
Wow, what a horrible story that was.
Yeah. So I was listening to you all the way up about Trump, which is, I haven't had any chance to follow today, so I know I've learned from you.
Well, I don't know that you've learned anything then. I was just asking if people think that, I wonder how you feel as somebody who runs for office from time to time about his volatility and whether that sticks to the Republican Party in a negative way.
Well, he cuts both ways. There's no question about it. He charges up a lot of people, like the Democrat turned Republican woman that spoke to you a few minutes ago.
Nicole, yes.
And he also animates the other side that is just beside themselves with him. And I think first thing Republicans need to do is say, where is he helping us and where is he hurting us, and how do we take advantage of it, and how do we work around it?
Compartmentalize a little bit.
That's right. And there's no question he ran very well in a lot of places where Romney and McCain did not run well. He ran relatively poorly in certain spots, Fairfield County especially. But you have to know where you are and what people are thinking. But the other thing is, I think Republicans have to say, he's our man. Look at the choice we have. Whatever faults you might think Donald Trump has, he's done some excellent things. He believes in what we believe in terms of loving this country and its values. And the other side, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and company, would just be disastrous for America.
Well, that certainly is. That's the problem the Democrats have, is finding a candidate who won't just embarrass them and damage their credibility and their brand.
That's right. And the candidates, really, it's Warren and Sanders may be the extremists, but there's only a short step to the rest of that field.
That is for sure.
There may be Tulsi Gabbard that you could really call a moderate or outside of the lockstep of the Democratic Party.
All right, let's talk a little tolls. What's your impression of where things are at?
I think they're going nowhere. I think the Republicans are going to come up with an alternative plan very shortly. So any fears that we might have had that they were going to buy into this, I think, are behind us. I don't think they're able to sell them even to their own people. And Lamont continues to just do a poor job of rolling these things out. I thought this thing with the CEOs who signed on to the plan, but kind of didn't say they were really for the tolls and didn't show up at the press conference, that all that stuff was probably more harmful than useful from the point of view of Lamont's pro-toll strategy.
You think the average person picks that up, or it infects the media with a sense of, oh, here he goes again kind of thing?
I think the media coverage showed that they didn't think it was particularly strong. It was not a strong card, nor a card well played. For the average person, I think the average person is tired of CEOs who live in the stratosphere telling us that we should be chipping in our pennies. Obviously, none of them are going to be worried about what the tolls cost on their way buying the limo. And they did the same thing with the income tax. These elites, both the government leaders, but also the big corporate types and the big unions, all band up together to stick it to the middle class workers of Connecticut. And they got away with it with the income tax. I don't think they're going to get away with it this time.
It looks like a mistake, perhaps, for the CEOs to allow themselves to be portrayed in a camp with the plundering Democrats who just want more money all the time and will never reduce a program, along with the Democrats' business partners in scamming the average taxpayer, the state worker unions. That, I don't know why the CEOs want to stand with that lot.
Well, you know, there's people get into this frame of mind of all us smart people know that these things have to be done. And that was one of the great dangers with the income tax, was this consensus of course, the average voter doesn't understand, but we know that we need
to. We insiders who are better informed and are more mature, we figure these things out. Hold on a sec.
Exactly right.
Joe, we're going to take a quick break for traffic and weather, and then we'll finish up with you, okay?
Great.
Good. Stay with us. All right, let's finish up with Joe Markley. And it's no, it's good what you say, Joe. I think that this idea of there being an elite atmosphere of feeling that they're looking down at everybody else and they're the mature people, they're the adults in the room, and somebody's got to stand up for what's right and obvious.
And the danger of it is that the average legislator is a very average person. And when they get in the room with these CEOs and these public policy experts and so forth, I think it's very hard for them sometimes to realize that their gut instincts and the instincts of their constituents on an issue like this are smarter than these kind of ivory tower experts. And that's why it's important that the average people keep reminding them, first of all, you got to listen to us, your constituents,
yes,
not to the elites. And also, we're going to remember it's our votes that are going to elect you or defeat you, and not the opinion of some fancy folks.
All right. Before you go away, there's a roast coming up. Is that right?
Yes. On Saturday evening, Todd, from 5 to 8 p.m., they're going to be Enfield Republicans are doing a roast in my honor. So J.R. Romano, the chairman of the party, will be coming out to say a few, I hope, entertaining words about me. My dear friend and successor, Rob Sampson. And it'll be at the Polish National Home in Hartford. And if people are interested, if they go to enfieldrtc.org, enfieldrtc.org, they can find out all about it and get a ticket to it. And it's going to be a very entertaining evening if you like Connecticut politics, Republican politics. And it's going to be an excellent dinner at this Polish National Home, which is a
yes,
great place.
Kielbasa?
I don't know what's on the menu, but I've eaten there several times, and it's always excellent. So it'll be a fun evening, and it's for a good cause, the great Enfield Republican Town Committee.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe Markley. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Todd. Take care.